A coalition of groups opposed to Tennessee's new voter photo ID law are scheduled to hold a press conference on Legislative Plaza this afternoon. The upcoming Super Tuesday presidential preference primary, March 6th, will be the first statewide vote where the new law will be enforced. Most voters will be required to present some type of state or federal ID before being allowed to cast a ballot. Opponents have launched initiatives to repeal the law, as well as efforts to get voters the kind of ID they'll need to vote. A coalition that calls itself No Barriers to the Ballot Box is hosting today's press conference downtown. That's this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and they're expected to announce new initiatives in opposition to the law. One of the groups participating is the American Civil Liberties Union of Tennessee, where Hetty Weinberg is the director.
When the Voting Rights Act was passed 46 years ago, poll taxes and literacy taxes were among the tactics used to prevent African Americans and other racial and language minorities from voting. Today, in order to suppress voter turnout and registration, we see other forms, including the photo ID requirement.
Supporters of Tennessee's voter photo ID law say it's intended to curtail voter fraud.